For the record, my name is Nancy Martland, and I live in Sugar Hill. I've been engaged in the unfolding drama of Northern Pass for over 5 years. I've observed the evolution of the project over time, and I'd like to share my reflections on that and maybe have a little fun thinking about what might have gone on down at the Eversource motor pool each time a new plan was rolled out. On October 12, 2010, the Northern Pass original route was announced. It was entirely overhead and ran from the Canadian border to Deerfield using technology that was perfected in the middle of the 20th century. The guy down at the motor pool said he could get you into just the right vehicle for the job, and that day you pulled out in a nice Model T. You drove around in that beater for over 2 years, claiming that objections to the project were groundless, so to speak, that Northern Pass was a bonanza for New Hampshire, the silver bullet that would address climate change, tax shortfalls, jobs, high energy costs, and so forth. Your efforts did not go well. There was concern up and down the route that around 1,000 high lattice towers would damage individual property, whole towns, and unspoiled landscape of entire regions of our state. You failed to secure a route in COAS because courageous landowners refused to sell you their birthright and our heritage. Over 30 towns on the route overwhelmingly voted to object to your presence in their town. On June 27, 2013, you announced the improved route. It included about 8 miles of underground line. The rest of the route kept the original overhead design. The motor pool guy had just the right vehicle for you once again. That day, you pulled out in another Model T, but with a new chrome bumper on the front. You drove that thing around for another 2 years, insisting that you had listened to concerns and taken steps to diminish impacts. Despite continuing efforts to dress this change up as a response to public criticism, the plain truth is that you were unable to secure a route any other way, and in fact, your right to bury that 7.5 miles is under legal challenge right now. You even drove that chrome bumper Model T right up to the New Hampshire State House and claimed repeatedly that it was impossible to bury any significant length of the Northern Pass route here in New Hampshire. I know this because I was there at the same time testifying in favor of modern HVDC light technology, which your representative said was not feasible. One actually plunked down a cross-section slice of the very cable that you are now planning to use and said it wouldn't work here. And now we all know that those statements were not factually correct. On August 18, 2015, you announced the present route. You switched to HVDC light type technology and buried 60 miles in and around the White Mountains, for which I commend you. Once again, the motor pool guy had the perfect vehicle for you. A nice, shiny, two-tone, black and cream 1958 Edsel with push-button transmission. I think you thought you really had a winner there, but so did Ford Motor Company back in 1958. I think I saw the Edsel out in the garage, actually. Your problem now is that the Edsel route favors one region of our state over others, and you're not getting the credit you deserve for the change you made. That's because the Edsel route divides us into the saved and the damned. Many of us, including those like me who live in burial towns, are unwilling to abandon our friends and neighbors who still face the incursion of industrial strength infrastructure into their landscapes. What is right for some of us is right for all of us. Just a few more lines. So here's what I think you should do. Bury the entire line. You've taken the hit on the lowered load. You've re-engineered to use a cable and converter system designed for underground applications. You're halfway there. Just do it. Put it all underground, put this puppy to bed, and move forward. Then you can go down to the motor pool one more time and pull out in a nice, shiny red 2016 Ford Mustang, maybe with a racing stripe. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I think I may have. Thank you. Can you give your statement to the court reporter? Thank you.